I think the European Tour has certainly came to this part of the world, and you know, it's a dream come true for me. It's you know, growing up in Portrush, lived here all my life, and always dreamed of playing something rather large on the Royal Portrush links, and you know, the Irish Open's a very good start.
The course seems to have made a huge impression. What feedback have you been getting from the players?
Yeah, I mean, everyone I've spoken to so far has had nothing but great things to say about the golf course. You know, it's had a huge amount of rain, so it's not playing as fast and firm as we'd like it. But, you know, that's Mother Nature. Nothing you can do about her. Apart from that, the golf course is in great shape. Bit of rough. Greens are running good. And, you know, if we can get a little bit of sunshine and the weather can be kind to us, you know, everyone loves the place. Everyone has been received with incredible hospitality, great reception from the crowds. Keegan Bradley even said to me that he thinks that maybe people in Ireland like him better than they like him in the States. You know, that's how good the reception is that he's had.
Are you getting quite emotional about this week?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of emotions inside me. You know, obviously excitement and probably more a sense of pride, to be honest with you. You know, I'm just proud to... It's nice to be able to say to guys, you know, welcome to Portrush, welcome to my part of the world. And, you know, players that I've played with for many, many years. And like I say, we've hummed and hawed about whether this was going to happen. And it's great to see it actually come to fruition and see the place prepared and the job that everyone's done, you know, in and around the town, in and around the golf course, just everyone involved. I mean, everyone's pulled together and really come up with something special. And you know, the players have really loved what they've seen so far, and like I say, they've really been given a great welcome.
I take it is hugely significant for this part of the world to have it here.
It is, for sure. I mean, obviously, it's the first time since '53 that the Irish Open's come north of the border. You know, it's been a rough 60 years or so since then. You know, obviously, Northern Ireland's had its troubles, literally, and there's been a lot of stigma attached to this part of the world, and you know, I kind of get frustrated when I travel around the world and meet people who've played golf in Ireland but haven't came north of the border. And you know, I've always been trying to promote this part of the world, and this is a great start to try to really showcase the place for what it is. It's a great place. The people are fantastic. We have, you know, some of the best links golf courses in the world and some of the best hospitality in the world.
Is it perhaps a little surprising you haven't played much here? I think you said 10 years or so. I mean, could you quantify that?
Yeah, it's you know, I guess since I turned pro, I mean, obviously, this was my home base for the first 6 or 7 years. But I guess when I say I haven't played here, I haven't played here much competitively, you know. And it's the golf course hasn't really changed huge amounts. The new tee boxes have added a new dimension. With the fairways being fairly soft and receptive this week, the golf course is playing long, no doubt about it. And these greens are fairly familiar, though. I should know the greens well, although I did putt like a man who'd never seen them before this morning. But, you know, they do. They change as the years go on. But... you know, I've played this golf course in every wind known to man, so I mean, I do know it. There's a sense of local knowledge from here for sure this week.